Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center for Inclusive Childcare, and I'd like to welcome Priscilla Weigel, Inclusion Consultant for the Center. Welcome, Priscilla.
Good to be back.
Today we're going to be discussing a continuation of what we began to talk about in our last podcast, which was the environment, and when it comes to including children with some challenges or special needs, the environment, as Priscilla spoke so eloquently about in our last podcast, the environment really is a key element to including children and being successful, correct?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So today we're going to talk a little bit more and about that and go into more of the physical environment. And so what part of the physical environment do you really key into when you come into a situation where you've been asked by a program to come in and really observe and give them some tips on how they can be more successful, Priscilla?
Well, looking at kind of the first thing that I always like to talk to providers and share the concept that helped me as a teacher and a early childhood professional early on, looking at myself as kind of the director of a production. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to make sure that all the pieces are in place to make sure that everyone can play their parts correctly. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at a physical environment, when we look at just how the traffic flow moves in, whether it's a home or, you know, if a child is playing with blocks, and I'll give you an example, a center that I went to a few years ago, they had the block center right near the main traffic area. Mm-hmm. And there was a little boy that I was called to support with some ideas, and he was having major behavior issues, and he loved the blocks. And what was happening is he would build these really grandiose block structures. And inevitably, someone would walk by, and just the wind from their walking, because, you know, kids move fast, mm-hmm. just, or if someone would physically bump his towers, and that would send him into this frenzy of being angry and frustrated. He would cry, he would throw a tantrum, he would just kind of, it would set him off.
Right.
And so after some observation of just kind of this pattern, suggesting to the providers at that setting, you know, we really need to look at just your room arrangement. Where are you putting things, you know, that kids can really focus on quietly? Where is that area? You know, book area should not be next to a widely traveled place. It's supposed to be a place where kids can find a quiet place, read a book to calm their bodies down. And what was happening, the noise level was being accelerated as the day went on to the point where it was so loud in there. And, you know, looking at Dramatic Play Center, there were like two items in there to play with. And maybe three cups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you're just stepping back, and sometimes it takes extra eyes that aren't there every day. You know, you live your life and you see your routine and you kind of go through your routine and you don't realize that maybe you need a little more excitement in your routine.
Exactly.
And so having my eyes come in and just say, hey, how long have you had that same cape in the dramatic player? It's all ripped, it doesn't snap anymore, it's frustrating, the kids are having a hard time putting it on. Why don't we change that area? Try to change it up and use something new in there, or, you know, move the block area to a place that's kind of in the corner so mm-hmm. kids can really leave their structures up, because, wow, look at those structures. Those are creating great math skills and, you know, problem-solving skills, and the fact that they have to clean it all up every day so that people can get by, that's frustrating.
So sometimes you might come into a program and notice even little things like perhaps they're noisy areas are next to a quiet area, next to a noisy play area, mm-hmm. where it would be a simple change to put some of the noisier areas next to other noisy areas and a reading center next to a quieter area, the quiet, perhaps, place mm-hmm. where children can go to relax. Just some of those simple changes
yep.
might alleviate for some children some of the things that may set off challenging
sure.
behaviors.
Right, and not that is the be-all, end-all fix-it, but it's just kind of, if you're building towards success, if you look at it as a pyramid, that's the bottom of that pyramid, the foundation, to say, look around. How often do I change my toys around? How often do I get different books? how often do we have a variety in, you know, any of the areas that I'm providing for the children? Because they're in this setting every day, all day long.
Right.
And I have to say that, you know, winter in Minnesota is very challenging because you can't go outside. And so there are oftentimes a lot of behavior issues that occur just because kids are sick of being inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, you if you change things up, if you put some things away for a while and then pull them back out instead of just leaving everything out all the time, or, you know, just trying to add variety and thinking of how you would feel if you were sitting there playing with those same things all day long. And then when you look at routine and schedules, one thing that is simple, and makes such a difference is to use a visual picture schedule in a classroom setting, in a childcare home, any place where there are children involved in a routine. Putting that visually, so it's like a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So the child knows exactly what's coming next, and they don't have to wonder, because wondering causes anxiety, and anxiety does not breed good play. It causes some children to be really frustrated and anxious all day long because they don't know what to expect. So putting that schedule up on the wall, and it can be super simple. It can be photographs that you've taken of the kids doing the items. It can be stick figures. It can be drawings that the kids help make. But just knowing what to expect so that they know what comes next is really important. So that routine, you follow it, and you let the child know, this is what we're doing right now, because there's a red dot on the picture of snack, because we're all sitting at the table. What comes after that on our schedule? Let's take a look. Oh, look, it's book time. We're going to move the red dot to books when we leave that snack table. It just helps you feel calm, just like if you were going to a conference and someone gives you an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
If you showed up at an all-day meeting and you didn't know what to expect, you would feel a little uncomfortable. So it is. It's just that recipe for success for kids and for adults as well.
These are really helpful strategies, Priscilla, for the physical environment. I'm curious, when you went back and visited the site with a little boy who had struggled with his block area, and when they moved the block area, did they find that they had less challenges with that particular little boy?
Actually, they did. Thankfully, it
yes.
all worked out well. It was one of those happy endings that you just feel like, oh, it was just exciting, because what they did, they moved the block area kind of to the far front end of the room that had nobody walking by. And then they added a lot of neat things to that block area. So what was happening is the boy was able to expand his block play, and it caused him to be more social with his peers, because other kids thought the block area was more exciting because it had new items. So it really did two things. It helped social connectedness for that child that was having difficulty, and it helped him feel good about playing. And he had better days, and the staff was enjoying him, and I mean, it really was a wonderful positive change, and an easy one.
Thank you so much, Priscilla. This has been very interesting. And again, I think these are strategies that anyone can think about when they look at their physical environment and be able to implement right away. So I very, very much appreciate your help today.
Great.
In our next podcast, Priscilla will be helping us look at play issues, which we made a little segue to today in talking about both the child in the block area and some other areas of the center. So we'll be talking about play issues in our next podcast, and Priscilla will be back. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all for now. See you next time.